What did you do after being a staff nurse?
After being a staff nurse, as I mentioned, job satisfaction wasn't as much as it was when I first started the post, because there were a lot of changes going on in the NHS. So I decided to go into the community as a practice nurse. I'd also had my first child around about that time, or was pregnant with my first child, and I decided that I needed a part-time job that suited the hours for me being a parent. I worked a short time at a surgery in a very busy inner city practice. It was my first experience of being a practice nurse, and it was very busy, high ethnic minority, and I was responsible for setting up the clinics for diabetes, asthma, etc. And I remember around about that time, something called the banding system had just come out, so GPs were going to be paid for whatever clinics that they were going to do. And I just played a very big role in setting those up in conjunction with the GP.
Had there been no diabetes clinic in the practice before?
There weren't designated, I think, clinics or times. It was just a case of they had an appointment list, and you'd slot in all your appointments, and one could be an asthmatic, one could be a diabetic, one could be a hypertensive. But the actual clinics came about where you'd have, say, a morning session for diabetics, then a morning session, say, for asthmatics. So it did change around about that time, and that was purely because of the way that GPs were going to be paid.
And what did you do to set up a clinic?
It was a steep learning curve, because the GPs, I don't think, knew what to do at the time either. It was a case of, let's see how we do things. And so basically I started networking, getting reps in for the different disease processes to see what drugs were available, and asking them really if they were helping practices to set up clinics. And a lot of them actually did, because obviously they wanted you to use their products at the time. They had the leaflets, so they'd come in and stock you up and go over certain things as to what was the best way of doing things. So I did have a lot of help from outside agencies, as from drug companies, and obviously other health professionals going in and sitting in on other clinics that people were doing and seeing how they were doing them.
This was in the mid-1990s, at least 12 years ago. Can you remember what kinds of patients you were seeing with diabetes?
The surgery that I worked in had a high ethnic minority population, mainly Asian. So the patients that I was seeing were mainly type 2 diabetics. And I don't think I saw any type 1s in the practice that I was in at the time. They were all type 2. And one of my main roles was to actually screen everybody that came in to see if they were diabetic, because we had to set up a register. That was one of the requirements at that time. So everybody had a health screen and everybody had their blood sugars checked. And we used to pick up quite a few diabetics just by urine testing or blood testing at that time.